AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iranian state TV aired images of an American envoy leaving the site of nuclear talks in Geneva. Iran and the U.S. are holding another round of indirect talks to try to reach a deal on Tehran's nuclear program and potentially avert another war. Vice President J.D. Vance announced the Trump administration would temporarily halt some Medicaid funding to the state of Minnesota over fraud concerns as part of what he described as an aggressive crackdown on misuse of public funds. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is responding.
We saw an incredibly damaging continuation of the reckoning and retribution campaign by the Trump administration, a totally illegal and unprecedented in this country's move around Medicaid.
Walz says the numbers don't add up.
Minnesota's Medicaid error rates are about 2.1%. The national average is 6.4%. How does taking and punishing children and elderly have anything to do with fighting fraud when that's not where this issue was taking place? It does nothing.
This is part of a larger Trump administration effort to spotlight fraud around the country. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told members of Congress she has no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes and didn't recall ever meeting him. Former President Bill Clinton will testify tomorrow outside New York. Police in Buffalo, New York are investigating how a nearly blind refugee from Myanmar died after Border Patrol agents dropped him off at a donut shop. A 27-year-old man has been arrested after New York City police said officers were hurt when they were pelted with snow and ice during a massive snowball fight in Washington Square Park. Instagram says it will notify parents if a teenager repeatedly searches for terms related to suicide. Oman's foreign minister now says talks between Iran and the United States in Geneva have ended, but will resume soon. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A new report on Colombia.
An annual UN report on Colombia's human rights situation highlights a surge of attacks on rural communities by rebel groups and drug traffickers as they fight over territory abandoned by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Scott Campbell, the Colombia representative for the UNHCR, tells the AP,
"We have not seen reductions in terms of homicides of human rights defenders, of child recruitment, of displacement, of lockdowns, of many of the fundamental human rights factors have not improved."
Campbell worries an uptick of violence in rural areas could undermine the nation's upcoming elections. According to the report, the number of people displaced by violence in Colombia increased by 85% in 2025 from the year before, with approximately 94,000 people forced to flee their homes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.